A tremor ran through Declan's hand, rattling the printout he held. He'd read the news article 5 or 6 times, but he couldn't seem to comprehend anything past the headline. Professor missing, presumed dead. He searched for the date when his one-time professor, mentor, and colleague disappeared. July 5th, 2 days ago. He felt his heart sink into his stomach, which rolled and threatened to empty its contents right onto his desk. He tossed the article aside and started pushing papers around his desk. July 5th. He threw folders and binders aside, shoved books, sending them cascading to the ground until he found the tattered white envelope. He ripped out a yellow lined sheet of paper from inside and read the rushed handwriting scrawled across the sheet. "Meet me at my office, July 5th, 10 a.m. Kaz." The abbreviation for Dr. Clayton Kazmarek's name and the handwriting were well known to Declan. At the time of opening the note, Declan wondered why the professor hadn't just called him. However, it made things easier since Declan decided not to meet the professor. Instead, he planned to call, apologize for missing the meeting, and see what Dr. Kazmarek wanted. But that was a lie. He had no intention of calling Kaz. Declan was afraid that Dr. Kazmarek wanted to pick up where they left off their last conversation, and now he was missing, presumed dead. Declan straightened in his seat, the presence of something in his office setting his body into a high alert. He turned and scanned his small office, but he was still alone with his door shut. He couldn't escape the nagging sensation of eyes watching him. The hairs at the nape of his neck rose. He couldn't help himself. He scrutinized the room again while walking to his office door, opened it, and checked the hallway. Most people were at lunch. He could smell popcorn wafting down the hall from somewhere in the building, but not a single person was visible from Declan's doorway. He softly closed the door. The feeling faded, but the air held the faintest scent. It was light, airy, fresh. Declan inhaled deeply, then let out a cleansing breath. The familiar smell right before a rainstorm permeated the room. He opened the window blinds to find a bright blue and cloudless sky. Declan glanced at Dr. Kazmarek's lurking note. He considered giving it to the police, but the peculiar timing of the letter was probably coincidental. He shrugged off the idea. The police were sure to have a lot of things to sort through other than some ordinary note. If he were lucky, Dr. Kazmarek would resurface and quell Declan's curiosity of the mysterious note received after so many years of silence. He set the note aside and attempted to return to his work, but he had trouble staying focused.